It is the 8th day of March. This is Pete Fornatale. Good morning and welcome to the Sunday show at 92.3 K-Rock.
Thank you. morning has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for the springing fresh from. Sweet the rain's new fall, sunlit from heaven, like the first dew fall on the first grass. Praise for the sweetness of the wet garden, sprung in completeness where his feet. Mine is the sunlight, mine is the morning, born of the one light, Eden's all play. Praise with elation, praise every morning, God's recreation of the new. Morning has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for the springing fresh from. Darling, kiss me as I wait.
gates of heaven have all been sold. Come on, children, come on. Come on, children, all come home. Jesus is going to make you well. Come on, people, now it's time to go. Go to where a man can dwell. Come on, Gabriel, blow that thing. Come on, children, come on. All God's children got to dance and sing.
At 92.3 K-Rock, if morning is your favorite time of day, then those are certainly for you. Music from Arlo Guthrie, McKendry Spring, Richie Havens, Cat Stevens, and Dan Fogelberg on this 8th day of March. This is Pete Fornital. Let's see what we're going to do today. We have Grateful Dead tickets to give away when you hear a Grateful Dead song. Very important. We'll have a visit with our old friend David Buskin in the second hour of the program. We've got an early celebration of James Taylor's birthday in our final hour. And we've got some music from President Bush's favorite group after this.
It's a 92.3 K-Rock Grateful Dead sold-out concert weekend. We're giving away tickets all weekend long to see the Grateful Dead for one of their sold-out shows at Nassau later this week. Just call us at 212-955-9292 when we play the Dead for a shot at the tickets from the classic rock station, 92.3 K-Rock.
The human body is a delicate instrument, which means that if you've got a stuffy nose, a sore throat, or a hacking cough, you feel as awful as you sound. There's one place to go. The Halls of Medicine. Halls Vapor Action Formula makes your stuffy nose feel clearer, soothes your sore throat, and smooths out your hacking cough. Halls Mentholiptus Tablets. Real medicine to make you feel better and sound better fast. Use only as directed.
Let's see how many of the 9 terrific reasons to buy a mattress from Dial-A-Mattress we can sneak in here. Just call 1-800-MATTRES. It's toll-free. You have the convenience of calling 24 hours a day. You'll speak to trained bedding consultants. These people are not just order takers, but they'll help you make the right choice. They offer top-name brands. You choose your brand of mattress, be it Serta Perfect Sleeper, Sealy Posturepedic, or Simmons Beauty Rest, at low warehouse prices. Express 2-hour delivery. You pick the day and time, 6 a.m. until midnight. You are the boss. Delivery is on approval. You like it, pay the driver. If not, send it back. No charge. You must be totally satisfied. And there's a deferred payment plan as well, plus nationwide service and all sorts of accessories like water beds, futons, high risers, electric beds, and plenty more. 1-800-MATTRESS. 1-800-MATTRES. And remember, leave off that last S, because that's the S for savings.
Has the movie started yet?
In 5 minutes.
Good. Ticket for one child.
Who's the child?
Me.
You're not 12.
No, I'm 11 and a half.
For anyone who's ever tried to save money, there's a better way. Presenting the new 92 Plymouths, like Sundance America, the sporty 5-seater that's well-equipped, fun to drive, and under 10.5. Or Voyager, the first minivan with built-in child seats available. How's that for convenience? And Plymouth Acclaim, the affordable family sedan with available room for 6. And it's loaded with standard features. Now that's real value.
Look, if you want to see this movie, you gotta buy an adult ticket.
But honest, I'm a kid. Look, my baby picture.
Nice mustache.
Sundance America MSRP example with featured options. Tax and title extra. Actual dealer prices vary.
So you're not going to sell me a child's ticket?
No, but how about a senior discount?
Okay.
Hurry in for savings up to $1,500 on select new models in dealer stock.
Pete Fornital back with you on the Sunday Show, and tomorrow, March 9th, is the birthday of one of the founding members of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Jimmy Fadden. Still going strong after more than a quarter of a century, and the president still can't get their name straight. We're going to dish some dirt this morning on the Sunday Show at 92.3 K-Rock.
Thank you. 14-inch cutting trip. Now I'm kind of Jackson down on my own Mississippi. Took a little bacon and we took a little beans. Caught up the bloody British in the town of New Orleans. Wild rock coming and the British people coming in. It was a nightmare, yet it was a while ago. And the fire once more, we began to run it in. The Mississippi through the Gulf of Mexico. Look down a little and see the British crown. Must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. Stepping so high, like to make the bugles ring. Stood beside her cotton belt and didn't say a thing. The fire all gone and the British kept on running. Looking as many as it was a while ago. Fired once more, waving and running on the down the Mississippi through the Gulf of Mexico. You looked him in the eyes, held on fire, you could see the faces well. And I opened up a squirrel gun to give me a little hell. Fire all gone and the British kept coming in. It was a nice mania, there was a while ago. Fire once more, they fucking running on. Now I'm just back to the Gulf of Mexico. Fire all cannon to the barrel melted down. Grabbing that lucky you, he would fold another round. Feel his heavy cannonball and powder, he's behind. When we touch the powder off, blew his mind.
Thank you. free. So if you wanna have fun, come along with me.
At 92.3 K-Rock, our first dose of dirt this morning. We'll have more in the next hour, and I'll be making my favorite concert announcement of the year after these words.
92.3 K-Rock welcomes the Grateful Dead to the Nassau Coliseum March 11th, 12th, and 13th. And here's a reminder from Phil Lesh.
It's spring and time to hit the road again. If you don't have a ticket, please don't come. Please don't conduct business of any sort, legal or otherwise, in or around our shows. There will be no vending or on-site camping allowed. In short, we're guests, so let's be nice ones. And the last rule, have a great time or else.
A reminder from the Grateful Dead and the classic rock station, 92.3 K-Rock. If your business needs a new telephone system, or if you're looking for a reliable, money-saving service company for your present phones, you want BCS. BCS is Business Communication Systems. And Business Communication Systems is not only New York and New Jersey's leading Panasonic telephone supplier, they're one of the largest Panasonic dealers in the entire nation. And their flagship product is the Panasonic DBS, the digital business phone system that's the most reliable, user-friendly telecommunication system made in America today. BCS is a family-owned and operated business that's been helping New York businesses with reliable phone systems for the past two decades. And they're ready to serve you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So whether you have a few phones or a few hundred, the business telephone experts who can help you are at Business Communication Systems in Rockland County, your local Panasonic professionals. Call BCS at 1-800-836-1300 for the best in business phones from Business Communication Systems.
This is not the time to go it alone.
No, sir.
Because it's 2 for $20 time at TGI Fridays.
Which means
two people
with $20
can come to Fridays and get one appetizer,
two entrees or specialties,
and one dessert.
Any two people.
Be they friends,
dates, spouses,
business moguls,
or just two people thrown together by circumstance.
You know, I had a circumstance once where...
We don't care.
You get one appetizer.
Like the fried mozzarella.
Two entrees or specialties.
Like the halibut, either grilled or black and Cajun style.
And the shrimp Fridays.
And one dessert.
Like the mocha mud pie.
Just $20.
One appetizer, two entrees or specialties, one dessert, $20.
Gee, that's an amazing amount of food.
Only at participating Fridays.
One of your parties is, of course, responsible for tax and gratuities.
So allow me.
Fridays, 2 for $20 time.
Don't be the odd person out.
Everyone looks forward to Friday.
Willard Scott here for Ryopan Plus 2. Folks work so hard today, it's no wonder so many are getting acid indigestion. Here's Lynn from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
You know, Willard, it's just one project after another. Oh, everything goes right to my stomach. I start getting this burning feeling like a pressure.
Sounds to me like you could use Ryopan Plus 2. It starts to fight acid as soon as it hits your stomach. Use only as directed. So, Lynn, make your next project getting some Ryopan Plus 2.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting the undefeated world champions, 92.3 K-Rock's All-Star Weekend Lineup, featuring the spirit of the 60s, Saturday mornings, Jimmy Fink, Tony Ding, Maria Lolito, Mia Stein, Pete Fornatale's Sunday Show, and Vince Gelsa's Hideous Delight, plus block parties, special giveaways, and of course, guaranteed 20-song music marathons, and the best classic rock and roll ever, the classic rock station, 92.3 K-Rock.
Pete Fornital back with you on the Sunday show, and each year at this time, it is my great pleasure to tell you about a wonderful event that's been going on for over 20 years now, the annual Nassau County Community College Folk Festival. It happens this year on Tuesday, March 10th, Wednesday, March 11th, and Thursday, March 12th, all show times at 8 p.m. in the College Union of Nassau Community College in Garden City. And this year's guests include, on Tuesday, the Harlem Blues and Jazz Band. Andy Stewart and Manis Lunny. Oscar Brand will be there. And Jorma Kalkinen will headline the first evening. Your host is Roger Dietz. On Wednesday, it's Judy Small from Australia, Walt Michael and Company, the Holmes Brothers, Arrow, and Tom Paxton. I'll be there on Tuesday night to host that particular evening of this year's festival. Then closing night on Thursday, March 12th, it's the Universal Language Ensemble, Chili Pop, The Authority, and Brewer and Shipley. Now, they haven't been around in a long time. Be a good opportunity to see Brewer and Shipley and some of their fine music on Thursday night at the 21st Annual Nassau Community College Folk Festival. For more information, and here's the piece of information that you want the most, admission is absolutely free. If you want directions or more information, you can call this number. It's 516-222-7148. That's 516-222-7148. The 21st Annual Nassau Community College Folk Festival, March 10th, 11th, and 12th. Here's some music from the three headliners on the Sunday show at 92.3 K-Rock.
Well, so let me come with you. felt like something new, new, along with you.
Dusty road, a hot and a heavy load. Folks I meet ain't always kind. Some are bad and some are good. Some have done the best they could. Some have tried to ease my trouble and mine. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound. I've been wandering to this land, doing the best I can, trying to find what I was meant to do. And the people that I see look as worried as can be, and it looks like they are wondering too. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound. Oh, I had a little girl one time. She had lips like sherry wine. Love, but till my head went plumb insane. But I was too blind to see. She was drifting away from me. And my good gal went off on the morning train. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound. And I had a buddy back home, but he started out to roam. And I hear he's out by Frisco Bay. And sometimes when I've had a few, his old voice comes ringing through. And I'm going out to see him some old day. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound. Now if you see me passing by, you sit and you wonder why. You wish that you were a rambler too. Nail your shoes to the kitchen floor, lace some up and bar the door. I thank your stars for the roof that's over you. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound.
I'm in this world. light of this world, long time in this world. I am the light of this world.
Listen longer this weekend to win Grateful Dead tickets on WXRK, New York's classic rock and roll radio station and home of guaranteed 20-song music marathons. 92.3 K-Rock.
Why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. Oh, you're a hard one, but I know that you got your reasons. These things that are pleasing you can hurt you somehow. Don't you draw the queen of diamonds, boy. She'll beat you if she's able. You know the queen of hearts is always your best bet. Now it seems to me some fine things have been laid upon your table, but you only want the ones that you can't get. Your pain and your hunger, they're driving you home. And freedom, oh freedom, well that's just some people talking. Your prison is walking through this world all alone. Don't you think
tell everybody
this is a song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down the words. How wonderful life is while you're in the world. I sat on the roof, picked up the moss. Well, a few of the verses, well, they've got me quite cross. But the sun's been quite kind while I wrote this song. It's for people like you that keep it turned on. So excuse me for getting, but these things I do, you see I've forgotten if they're green or they're blue. Anyway, the thing is, what I really mean, yours are the sweetest guys I've ever seen. And you can tell everybody this is the song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful life is while you're in the world. I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the world. There's a saying, oh, says that love is blind. Few were often told, seek and you shall find. So I'm going to seek a certain girl I've had in mind. Looking everywhere, haven't found her yet. She's the big affair I cannot forget. My monogram. Tell me, where is the shepherdess for this lost lamb? There's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that she turns out to be someone who will watch for me. I'm a little lamb who's lost in the wood. I know I could always be good to one who please to pull on some speed, follow my lead.
to somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that she turns out to be someone to watch for me. I'm a little lamb who's lost. Tell her please to put on some speed. Follow my lead. Oh, how I need someone to watch over me.
At 92.3 K-Rock, some of the stars of the K-Rock Rainforest Foundation benefit at Carnegie Hall this Thursday evening. Sting, Elton John, and Don Henley. And one of the other stars, James Taylor, will be 44 years old on that night. We'll be repeating our recent visit with James in the final hour of the program this morning. And we'll be talking to David Buskin later this hour. And we'll get back to our featured artists, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, after this. 92.3 K-Rock in the nighttime is the place to be for great specials. This Wednesday night at 10, we'll be simulcasting MTV's Unplugged with Eric Clapton. It's Eric Clapton and the band mixing classics and new unreleased songs in a one-hour acoustic show. Then on Thursday at 9, it's the Timothy White Sessions with Mark Knopfler and Dire Straits. This two-hour show will feature the band playing live in the studio. Unplugged with Eric Clapton, simulcast with MTV on Wednesday at 10, and Timothy White with Dire Straits on Thursday at 9. Two nighttime exclusives from the classic rock station, 92.3 K-Rock.
Tremendous excitement here in Olympic Arena, Harry, where the big hockey game...
Excuse me, George, but the hockey players are coming off the ice.
What?
Yeah, they're climbing into the stands, gathering around a fan who's scratching a New Jersey lottery ticket.
Well, that's the darndest thing, a lottery ticket?
Yeah, George, it's Winning Spirit, the new Olympic scratch-off game from the New Jersey Lottery. For just a buck, he could win $25,000.
$25,000? Wow! Can you see what he's doing?
Well, it looks really fun. He scratches off the Olympic rings on the Winning Spirit game card, then he adds up the medal to see if he's won.
This crowd has really come alive.
He's going for the $25,000. Still scratching. And yes, he wins it all! The whole enchilada!
And the money!
Play Winning Spirit. It's the only Olympic game held in New Jersey this year. Win $25,000 in an instant. Winning Spirit. Scratch it. Catch it. Now at your New Jersey lottery agent.
Players are carrying him off on their shoulders. And Harry, wait. Harry, where are you going?
To New Jersey to play Winning Spirit.
Hi, this is Bobcat Goldthwait, and I'm standing out front of a movie theater that is playing my fine new epic film, Shanks the Clown. I wrote and directed it, and I starred in it. Now, excuse me, sir, what did you think of the movie?
I loved it. Barbara Streisand is fan. I would watch Barbara read the phone book.
No, I'm talking about my movie, Shanks the Clown.
Shanks the Clown.
Stars me, Julie Brown, Florence Henderson, Mrs. Brady's in this movie?
Oh.
Excuse me, sir, did you see Shanks the Clown?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I think that there was a second gunman behind the elephant.
No. Shanks the Clown. I play an alcoholic clown.
Oh, yeah.
I live in a town called Palookaville, hang out with my friends in this bar called the Twisted Balloon, and, well, there's a lot of things that happen in the movie that I really can't get into because I can't say it on the radio.
Yeah, that's good. I agree with everything you said in the movie. I think that the CIA and the mafia are behind the whole circus thing, you know?
You're just agreeing with me. You don't even know what movie you saw.
Shanks the Clown from IRS Releasing. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parents.
Starts Friday, March 13th at selected theaters.
The Bottom Line welcomes on March 13th, David Buskin, also appearing The Story. March 14th and 15th, an evening with Bill Bruford's Earthworks. March 19th through the 21st, an evening with Patty Austin. March 26th, a Philo Sampler, writers and artists featuring Hugh Moffat, Katie Moffat, Bill Morrissey, and David Olney. March 29th, an evening with Scott Henderson, Gary Willis, and Tribal Tech. Moving into April on the 3rd and 4th, it's Loudon Wainwright III. April 6th, Two Nice Girls, also appearing Annie DeFranco. April 8th, in their own words, a bunch of songwriters sitting around singing, featuring Paul Kelly and hosted by Vin Scalza. April 9th, The Bobs with Vance Gilbert. And April 10th, The Steve Forbert Band. Call The Bottom Line at 212-228-6300.
The amazing Valentine for Greyhound at Price Fairs.
Now, with the help of my lovely assistant, I will make this Greyhound bus disappear.
Oh.
Abracadabra, and all that good stuff.
Valentine, only half the bus disappeared.
Well, at least I got it half right.
Now you can go Greyhound for just half price. Plan ahead now until April 30th and get 50% off our regular low fares.
So, what do we do with half a bus?
Take shorter trips.
Travel by May 21st. Special restrictions apply.
Pete Fornital back with you on the Sunday show with more from our featured artists this week, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band at 92.3 K-Rock.
I was born in Kaufman County, Texas. That was in 11th of September, 1886. Come to California in 1906. I didn't have to go to World War I. I was too old for World War II. One good thing that I've always been proud of, I was the youngest in the family and the rest was all married, and I've taken good care of my mother and father as long as they lived. There's a fella up here at the post office one day, he's a pet him. I says to him, "That dog, you have no idea how smart he is. I just thought I'd tell you. You ain't telling me nothing. I know all about it." Kids would come here, "We want to hear old Ted sing." In them days, I fooled with him more then. I could just come in this way, "I want you to sing now. Do, do, do." Now I have to take the harp and make a sound before you sing.
"Teddy, come in. Come on. Come on out from under there. Here now, sit down. Sit down, Teddy. Now here, I want you to sing. Sing these folks a song. Sing the old Rugged Cross. Listen, chord with this now. Here. Oh, oh. Yo, do, do. Sing.
Do.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn-out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants, the old soft shoes. Touchdown. I met him in a sail in New Orleans. I was down and out. Looked to me to be the eyes of age. He said his name Bojangles and he danced a lick across the cell. He grabbed his pants and fed it stands for he jumped so high. And then he clicked his heels. He let go a laugh. He let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles, dance. He danced for those at minstrel shows and camps.
92.3 K-Rock, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, with some of their greatest hits over the years, including their version of Jerry Jeff Walker's Mr. Bojangles. This is Pete Fornital on the Sunday Show, and I'll be talking to our old friend David Buskin after this.
There's a street I want to greet today, the one and only Great White Way. Oh, give my regards to Lexington Avenue. Remember me to Herald Square. A million hearts are beating there. A million lips are meeting there. A million throats are singing there. Yes, sir. A million cheers are ringing there. Oh, give my regards to Canal Street.
Try as you may, there's just no substitute for Broadway. The New York Marriott Marquis isn't around the corner. It's on Broadway, front row center. And with its 37-story atrium and revolving rooftop restaurant, the Marquis is big time. The New York Marriott Marquis. Broadway Center Aisle.
My regards to the Avenue of the Americas and tell them I will soon be there.
The New York Marriott Marquis Breakfast on Broadway package includes deluxe guest room and breakfast for two. Call for reservations.
Let's see how many of the 9 terrific reasons to buy a mattress from Dial-A-Mattress we can sneak in here. Just call 1-800-MATTRES. It's toll-free. You have the convenience of calling 24 hours a day. You'll speak to trained betting consultants. These people are not just order takers, but they'll help you make the right choice. They offer top-name brands. You choose your brand of mattress, be it Serta Perfect Sleeper, Sealy Posturepedic, or Simmons Beauty Rest, at low warehouse prices. Express two-hour delivery. You pick the day and time, 6 a.m. until midnight. You are the boss. Delivery is on approval. You like it, pay the driver. If not, send it back. No charge. You must be totally satisfied. And there's a deferred payment plan as well, plus nationwide service and all sorts of accessories like water beds, futons, high-risers, electric beds, and plenty more. 1-800-MATTRESS. 1-800-MATTRES. And remember, leave off that last S, because that's the S for savings.
When I heard about Lilco's new refrigerator rebate program, it made me wonder just how much it cost to run my refrigerator. So I called the people at Lilco. Well, they said the old refrigerator I just replaced used a lot of electricity, about 75 cents worth each day. It turns out my refrigerator uses more electricity than any other appliance in my home. My new energy-efficient refrigerator cost about half as much to operate. Plus, because my new unit conserves electricity, Lilco gave me a cash rebate of $120. It's a good deal. I'm saving money, and because I'm conserving energy, I'm helping preserve the environment.
If you'd like more information about cash rebates for energy-efficient refrigerators or any of Lilco's other energy conservation programs, call us at 800-692-2626. That's 800-692-2626. The people at Lilco, working harder to serve you better.
At Rubbermaid, we know everyone needs their space.
Mom, I've been thinking, I need my space. So if you can't be more cooperative, I may have to move out.
So we designed the Rubbermaid Keeper line.
Why are you packing my clothes?
A colorful collection of storage boxes and household organizers.
You're packing my bunny slippers?
And Rubbermaid Keepers come in a variety of shapes and sizes to help you put almost anything...
Not my music.
...in its place.
Mom, I've been thinking I don't need that much space. Thanks, Mom.
Don't you wish everything was made?
Mom, I've been thinking.
Like Rubbermaid?
This is Pete Fornatale back with you on the Sunday Show with my special guest this morning, David Buskin.
Come all you fine miners and welders of steel. Come all you farmers outstanding in field. I'll tell you a story of toil and of strife, and the hardships that come with a folk singer's life. Well, it's up in the morning as early as 10. And it's yesterday's coffee or make some again. But you gotta get rolling, 'cause it's almost noon. The show is at 8 and there's 12 strings to tune. And it's hard, buddy, it's hard, living off rhythm and rhyme. And it's hard, bucko, it's hard, a folk singer earns every dime. Your fingers are sore from the concert last night, but you gotta ignore it, there's folk songs to write. About people and places and hard luck and things. Wherever there's trouble, a folk singer sings. Or you're out on the road where the living is hell. You might even get stuck in some two-star hotel where they haven't got showtime and the bedspread is creased. And room service takes 20 minutes at least. And it's hard, fella, it's hard, living off rhythm and rhyme. And it's hard, amigo, it's hard, a folk singer earns every dime. And it's off to the hoop where the fans can be evil. They yell out,
Tom Dooley.
They yell out,
Bo Weevil.
And the waitress, she's faithless, she's threatening to quit. She just looked at your tip and said, what is this?
Sure, and it's hard, hoo boy, it's hard, living off rhythm and rhyme.
And it's hard, dude, it's hard, a folk singer earns every dime. And You're playing a festival south of the Smokies on a stool full of splinters and a field full of folkies. And Paxton is late, so you gotta keep strumming. When a man cries, "Look out! There's a mime trooper coming!" Your blood starts to freeze and your skin starts to crawl. They're doing the robot, they're doing the wall. It's like a bad dream or a weird deja vu of the great mime disaster of 72. And it's hard, Muffy, it's hard living off rhythm and rhyme. And it's hard, Woody, it's hard. A folk singer earns every dime. Hey!
At 92.3 K-Rock, that is one funny song, my friend.
Well, thank you, Pete. Funny? That was supposed to be the truth.
The truth?
It is.
This
the
is
truth.
The revealing expose.
That's right. The stuff you always wanted to know. Or
folk
maybe.
Folk Singer Man, is that?
The Ballad of the Folk Singer Man song. A.K.A. Folk Singer Earns Every Dime. Although I don't know what Christine's done to it by now. Christine Lavin has been doing a version of that, and she told me, in line with the folk process, she and the Bitchin' Babes have rewritten a good deal of the lyric.
That infamous folk process has been blamed for more.
Yep. The arms race, stuff like that. I got to credit the other writers, actually, on that song. I wrote that with my wife, Abra Bigham. And we also had a few lines from, my ex-partner, Robin Bateau.
Well, you know that we will be talking about that this morning.
Oh, okay.
We
no,
will definitely
fine.
Be talking. That actually, is a name that will come up again.
No problem.
But before we do, I have to ask you what the inspiration for Folk Singer Man was.
I don't remember, except that I wanted to write a song that started out sounding like it was going to be one of those, down in the mine, that kind of thing.
Right.
And, so, well, maybe it would be funnier just to do it. I mean, folk singer is a funny word. I don't know why. I mean, just call yourself a folk singer. Nobody's a folk. I mean, there's six folk singers, Pete Seeger and some other people. And I don't know what the rest of us are. We try to think of a name. I'm acoustic singer-songwriter, miscellaneous bin.
Fast folk, on and on.
Some people feel, I mean, there's a group of purists that don't think you're a folk singer unless you're playing an instrument that you made yourself. But I think it's a pretty broad category in that... somewhere in it I fit.
What kind of reactions have you gotten to it from audiences and from other musicians?
Oh, it's been great. I mean, people love it. Audiences seem to really like it, and other musicians want to sing it, which is the best thing you could hope for.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Let's get back to that aforementioned subject. I can't help but notice you're alone today.
What? Where? Oh.
I guess we could call this Life Without Bateau.
Well, what happened was about a year ago we had a sort of a watershed where we had to decide because we were pulling in two different directions. I wanted to do more performing. I wanted to do more, God knows why, cheesy gigs on the road. Robin had projects going on in New York and he wanted to concentrate on those. We were starting to have a diplomatic meeting before we took a job every time an offer came in. And we finally said, look, this is... let's do the sensible thing. And it was sad because we'd had a 10-year run, and we had a lot of good stuff, a lot of good music, and made a lot of friends. And I'm not saying that, who knows, maybe we'll do some more. But at this point in my life, I really wanted to make my music and my work the centerpiece and the focus and fit everything else around that, which I hadn't done for a while because I was, busy trying to make money.
Now, it is possible to... have a professional breakup and maintain the personal relationship.
Oh, yeah, sure.
How have things gone?
We're in good terms now. Yeah.
In fact, I was a witness to a great night in...
In Washington, yeah. Well, yeah, we had been sort of out of touch for a while, and we were on the same bill, and it seemed foolish not to, to kind of maintain that